主席啊，或者其實經過曬頭先咁多即係好 innovative 嘅公眾嘅一啲概念或者係一啲提議咧，其實有冇喺有關部門覺得有某啲嘢係好技術性根本就唔可行嘅？譬如頭先講話嘅嗰個小型飛機個升降啊，嗰個技術性嘅嘢，即係起碼我哋可以即係 narrow down 咗一啲嘢，我哋唔需要再深入去考慮，因為如果你咁多嘅概念咧，其實我諗我哋都可能無從入手嘅，即係譬如 for example 好似有一啲即係我諗都好多個proposal 咧係提議就話，我哋將嗰個啟德嗰個軍圍，我哋斬斷嘅話斬開，或者刮翻出嚟做水 water body， 咁喺呢方面技術性或者係即係 financially 有冇某啲問題係根本係好困難或者好係唔可行，等我哋可以 narrow down 嗰個 option 啫，咁而先我哋再選取一啲好嘅概念去將佢考慮引入去我哋將來嚟緊嗰個 OCP 咧，咁樣，因為我諗即係呢樣嘢，我諗要 filter 過，我哋先至可以再進一步去睇嚇呢啲咁嘅
意思。
咁其實我覺得，sorry， 主席講兩句，即係我覺得睇完啲公眾呢啲咁嘅 proposal 咧，對頭先我哋將每件硬件拎出嚟個別睇咧，我覺得係 refreshing 同埋有氣，即係我諗嗰個有意思好多啊！即係我諗其實咧，如果睇完呢個之後，我再考慮翻嗰啲硬件邊等落去咧，其實我覺得會係有即係。會是真係建設性好多咯，即係譬如頭先喺咁多個 proposal 裏面亦都有一啲硬件咧係提出過幾個 proposal 提出過，但係我哋冇等入去我哋呢一個六大項或者呢幾大項嘅中間，譬如航空博物館啊呢方面嘅嘢，其實我哋都可以考慮咯。啊，多謝主席。
Raymond，
多謝主席，多謝梁生嘅問題啦，即係其實即係有好大嘅同感啊！即係去到而家呢個階段嗰個工作咧，其實即係最困難就係即係點樣做個 filtering， 邊啲係有用，邊啲冇用。或者唔好說我應該講冇用，或者係某邊一啲係有困難去繼續我哋都可以即係跟進。其實我哋一正正亦都係做緊呢個咁嘅程序。如果大家有時間係即係再深入啲，好似我哋即係阿科都咁多時間，更加深入啲睇呢啲咁多唔同嗰啲 proposal 咧。我哋嗰個 study team 睇到嘅咧，就係有一點係即係幾鼓舞嘅，就係其實入面好多嗰啲概念啊，雖然佢個模式表達模式可能唔同，但係佢個設計嗰個概念咧，係同以往嗰個規劃所大家提倡嗰啲概念咧，係一脈相承嘅。例如即係話盡量優化海邊啊，梯級升高度啊，改善空氣流通啊等等呢啲咁樣嘅原則係有喺度嘅。你再詳細啲睇睇咧，入面有好多嗰啲發展的項目，這裡那些九張那些概念圖呢，譬如說郵輪碼頭啊，譬如說航空博物館啊，這些是全部都是有在這裡的，很多都是在這裡的。那在這麼多雲雲這麼多的建議裡面呢，我們發現呢，剛才他都介紹過了，就是有關那個 Airfield 的建議呢，是在那個限制上是挺大的，無論是在那個陸地上面和在那個水面上面，那限制挺大。而呢樣嘢，如果我哋繼續即係 carry forward 繼續做嘅話咧，咁同其他好多唔同嘅概念咧，都係即係有一啲有啲即係衝突嘅。咁即係暫時嚟講咧，我哋就覺得即係喺嗰個 airfield 呢樣嘢咧，即係我哋可能未必可以喺嗰個 outline concept plan 度咧繼續 carry forward 到嘅。頭先阿梁生提到咧，就係話有啲建議，譬如話嗰個跑道係咪或者鑿通咗佢等等。呢方面我哋係研究緊嘅，我哋嘅顧問嘅工程咧先係而家係研究緊，因為其實佢呢個咁嘅建議咧，都係有幾個建議。我哋亦都係從呢個方向咧去考慮緊，因為咧啟德鳴渠嗰個污染嗰個問題啊，嗰、那個污染係嚟自即係嗰個淤泥啦、氣味啦，同埋一個水質嘅問題咧。咁會唔會呢個係其中一個方法嚟到去改善咧？咁我哋呢一方面都從呢個方向去研究緊，所以我哋係即係未有一個定案嘛，到底係做唔做到？咁我哋希望即係喺呢個做呢、這、一個outline concept plan 嗰陣時咧，我哋有啲具體嗰啲概念大綱圖咧，咁我哋就會有一啲建議走出嚟。嗰啲建議走出嚟咧，就希望有頭先阿梁生你講嗰啲資料啦，即係例如話咁樣做工程上嗰個困難度係點咧，造價等等嗰啲一個好 ballpark 嘅 figure， 咁我哋希望都提供到呢啲咁嘅資料，等大家可以繼續去深入咁去討論。咁我諗其實我哋正正就係即係從呢個方向繼續咁去做緊呢啲咁嘅工作。
我諗有一個問題咧，我哋一陣間係可以討論咧，就係點樣處理呢咁多個 concepts 啊？ 點樣將佢咧就變咗做我哋下一個階段嗰陣咧，我哋想揾公眾一齊參與嘅時候咧，叫啲公眾做乜？即係叫佢哋睇曬呢啲圖之後咧，就想問佢叫佢做啲咩嘢？即係呢個問題，我哋一陣間要去處理啊。咁但係就頭先問咗即係頭先阿 Iris 講咗嘅咁多個方案咧，就大家問嘅問題。首先係 Paul 先，然後阿林教授。Paul。
Yeah, just an observation. One, I don't see that both in the government list or in the public proposals, the amount of office space and the amount of residential development that we plan for this area. Mm-hmm. And as government, Hong Kong government revenue is extremely dependent on land sales, I assume that there is some parameter that we have to going to work with in terms of land sales. There got to be some strategic direction be provided by the government of how much of this available land is up for the public development, or how much of it is up for land sales, and how much for residential, and how much for offices. What is that plan? I don't see that in these proposals. So my ask is, where does that go? I mean, we haven't included it anywhere for our discussions.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's not a question about these concepts, but Anthony or Raymond, would you like to respond?
Yes, Chairman. As we started off this Kaiser planning review, I think it's quite fortunate for us don't have to sort of meet a sort of a certain sort of a specific housing target as in the previous plan, which is very much a housing led plan. But in our last subcommittee meeting, I recall that in the paper submitted to the last subcommittee, we have provided some sort of assumption of benchmark figures in coming up with planning for commercial and retails, and also sort of benchmark figures in benchmark parameters in planning for the housing site. Maybe Secretary maybe will help me, but we included that in the last subcommittee paper. Did we? We're talking about on the assumption that if we're planning for residential sites, we're aiming for a plot ratio of 5 as a benchmark. And based on the urban design-driven plan, from a bottom-up approach to build up how much housing is going to be have, and those figures will come out from the outline concept plans.
Okay. Well, we can go back to the papers, but I guess the answer is that we're doing this bottom-up, so we don't and we won't be able to have the figures at the OCP stage. But once we have identified the way ahead, a tourism-based concept and a residential-based concept will give us a very different results. Once we are settled on a certain concept, then from a bottom-up approach, we will be able to work out a range of the possible numbers. Right. Well, what we can only say at this stage is that there will definitely be some offices and definitely be some...
From a bottom-up approach to build up how much housing is going to be have, and those figures will come out from the outline concept plans.
Okay. Well, we can go back to the papers, but I guess the answer is that we're doing this bottom-up. So we don't and we won't be able to have the figures at the OCP stage. But once we have identified the way ahead, a tourism-based concept and a residential-based concept will give us a very different results. Once we are settled on a certain concept, then from a bottom-up approach, we will be able to work out a range of the possible numbers. Right. Well, what we can only say at this stage is that there will definitely be some offices and definitely be some housing. But we don't know how much because we haven't settled ourselves what the overall planning concept is going to be like. Lam Ka Sao.
主席，佢睇咗公眾咁多意見咧，我有三點想提出嚟，即係俾大家考慮。第一咧，就係好多公眾提出嚟嘅嘢咧，其實都係傳達咗一個願望啊，希望可以接近去到嗰處，去到嗰個地方。咁事實上咧，我哋嘅會咧，其實都去到嗰處。我哋當睇到嘅時候，好多委員，哇，原來係咁樣咁靚嘅地方咁。咁我希望咧，嗰個係一個 asset 可以，無論我哋透過任何 facility 俾公眾咧。是可以去到個地方容易啲嘅。咁二咧，我又想講講即係飛機嗰處。飛機嗰處咧就 在很多的公眾意見裏面呢，其實有些都講希望有一些設施給我們可以懷舊，即是看回以前的東西。那而在懷舊的同時，是不是真的要在上高飛呢？即是我自己都覺得呢，即是那個建議呢，就將會我預想得到面對的問題很多，可不可以過到環境影響評估呢？尤其是即是以前那個對噪聲的要求和現在新機場的要求已經是不同，那變了呢，即是我覺得那處將會困難重重，尤其是呢舊的機場搬了之後呢，亦都開始有些新的發展項目諸如此類，那就算滿足到舊的時候呢，都未必會過到新。那第三呢，我想即是剛才都有委員提過呢，看得明渠那處的處理，即是我們要面對，即是這個就不是一個項目，但是呢，如果我們一定要解決那個水質的問題，才可以製造一個好的環境，無論我們做任何事情，去到的人，去到的遊客呢，都是可以享受。
是沒錯，教授提出這些就正是呢，我們需要下階段那個公眾參與項目，我們一定要給公眾看得到的，即係佢無論答唔答都好啦，即係我哋 the public has to be confronted with the questions like that， 即係到底睇得明佢點樣處理啊呢啲問題。Any comments, Paul?
This brings me back to my first point when we talked about item number three. This really is a call from the small aircraft community in Hong Kong for a space to be able to work. Sekong is only available on the weekends, and it's excluded for certain military operations. That community is looking forward to a site. So like we have this discussion about cruise terminals and so on, proposed by the government. Here is the community with a clear need. They don't have to be in Kai Tak if they have another facility somewhere else. So can we have from the government a positive way of responding to some of these requirements in terms of looking at the overall provisioning of small aircraft facilities in Hong Kong, rather than that we say we include or exclude it here? I mean, there's a cry for help from this community, and if we can answer it that way, then it's no longer why Kai Tak, because we have given them somewhere else a space. And there might be other areas that are in these proposals that we can answer and address in that way.
So why not Kai Tak?
Why exactly?
不如咁啦，我哋即係 bear in mind 啊，即係呢啲咁多嘅概念，然後請阿 Iris 再好快咁樣講埋公眾俾我哋嘅意見係其他 ideas and proposals 嘅。
多謝主席，我好快咁講呢啲啊，純粹係個名嚟先嘅，因為呢啲就係比較片面一啲或者分散嘅。咁有一啲我會即係擴大去講多少少這個呢就是有個 Aviation Development Center， 其實這個就主要就是在現在那個 Aviation Club 那個範圍而已，就是在現在我們的 site 的，是宋王台到旁邊那一側仔而已，那他就想就是做大一點點，那一會兒會看到有人建議有個龍珠城，那主要就是就是 glorify 香港，就是東方之珠這樣。那有人提到說 Entertainment Center， 就是有Las Vegas 咁樣嘅 casino 啊，有色沙 hotel 啊，有紅燈區啊，咁啊，咁咧就亦都有人個別亦都有提到咧，就話要 Formula One 添，即係唔止 Formula Three 嘅race course， 有人提 golf course， 即係18棟至27棟咁樣，咁即係好，即係可能需要好龐大嘅地方。咁museum 咧就好多人提出嘅，不同theme 嘅 museum， aviation 當然好多人啦，軍事嘅有人講啦，近代嘅中國歷史有人講啦，local heritage 啊咁樣。咁有人提出就係話要保留嗰、那個控制塔，有啲 theme park 啊 amusement park 啊，三項鐵人賽嘅association 亦都有個建議，一陣亦都會睇睇有人建議多一些的地下的商場，正話說那些呢就是康樂啊旅遊那方面的，有些人呢就提出跟這個社區有關係的，就例如就希望有一個 town hall 啦，有 government village 啦，就是說 government office 擺下來啦，有人提出啊，因為附近周圍咧就好多老人家，咁即係附近嘅區域好多老人家，咁即係應該咧即係起多啲 home for the elderly， 即係老人院啊咁樣。醫院有人提啦，有人提學校啦，有人提一個大學村啦，即係外國嘅大學嚟呢度起個 起個分站啊咁。咁咧就至於呢個運輸方面 related 嘅咧，就係有講到譬如建議有橋接駁由啟德去到香港島啦，有 ferry service 啊等等。觀塘 bypass 有人提出就係即係要將佢擺翻落去地底啦，即係拆咗佢擺落地底啦咁。啲我哋啱都會睇睇嘅。咁其他嗰啲就包括將條 runway 我嚟做曬 container work container related 嘅 port facilities 啊咁。咁我去翻唔好意思啊，去翻一兩個啲即係幾個比較大少少 implication 嘅。呢一個就係個 aviation club， 佢咧就本來就係一執嘅啫，即係執仔嘅啫。而家咧佢就想將一個大嘅地方咧劃咗係即係做啲喺 land base 嘅 training 啦，有啲 parade 嘅 ground 啊等等，咁有 open space 啊咁。但係呢個當然就係即係一大個地方咧係即係變咗係似乎好似係即係佢哋一個私人嘅地方咁。Golf course 嗰度咧就話18至27棟，咁呢個咧就會 take up 咗60至120公頃嘅地㗎啦。咁而我哋整個地方咧就係300幾公頃，咁所以即係太大部分可能俾佢，同埋亦都有好多人其實都講緊咧，就係話即係好多公眾都話即係希望係多啲人去嘅，咁而 golf course 可能咧就未必 serve 到呢個 purpose。咁sailing 嗰度咧就呢個咧就係yacht club 嘅，對唔住嚇，所以咁咧就。咁咧就提出咗一個意見咧，就係話即係擺呢個一啲 facilities 過嚟啟德，咁咧就有啲 landing steps， 有啲 landing 嘅地方啦，storage 船嘅地方，咁當然呢度就係佢起步即係出船嘅地方，有啲 shelter 咁即係對佢嚟講係最方便嘅，咁就可以 sail 出嚟啦。咁呢邊咧就有另一個就唔係講嗰啲 sailboats 嘅，就係講其他嘅一啲譬如 rowing boats 啊嗰類嘅 water recreation 就擺喺嗰度。咁三項鐵人嘅facilities 咧就建議嗱，正話嗰個咧就擺呢度啦嚇，即係 sailing 咁呢個就三項鐵人啦咁。咁就佢哋就諗住呢度有一個center， 咁就希望我哋能夠咧 provide 到一啲好長嘅五公里。咁其實我哋條 runway 咧就 2.5 公里，咁就即係啱啱一環迴咧就夠佢跑啦，就五公里同埋 cycle track。五公里係 cycle 啫 ，running 我唔知佢要跑幾多。呢、這個要再深究一下，咁咧就即係主要係咁樣，即係佢希望喺呢度有一個 centre， 係即係唔使等佢周圍撲嚟揾呢個比賽嘅地方啊。咁呢個 Govan Village 咧，其實就係有個建議咧，就係話不如將中環所有呢啲即係政府嘅總部咧，就搬曬過嚟啟德啦咁。咁最主要個原因咧，就係即係話即係啊，咁嗰度嗰啲可以 release 出嚟賣地啊咁樣，呢度就價值可能冇咁高啊咁啦。咁而政府呢個嘅回應咧，就係話其實Tamar 嗰個 project 咧係 defer 咗，咁但係咧長遠嚟講咧，都係將嗰個 Central Government Complex 同埋個 New Electrical Building 咧，即係立法會大樓咧，都係會即係擺翻喺Tamar 個 site 嘅，咁即係冇一個 policy 嘅意願咧，就係將佢搬過去啟德嘅。觀塘 bypass 咧就有建議咧，就提出話而家咁樣喺即其實唔喺海邊嘅嚇，即係陸地，不過即係挖底出嚟咁樣，咁啊最好唔好啦，就將佢擺翻落地底，咁然之後本來即係擺翻落去海底啊 ，sorry， 咁然之後咧就將嗰個本來 occupy 咗嘅地方咧就放翻出嚟咧就俾公眾用嘅，咁呢個就有嗰個意見，咁但係咧嗰個
嚇，即係填海啦，係咪啊？
唔係填海啊，其實咧就其實佢即係呢個 slide 咧有少少誤導嘅，因為其實觀塘 bypass 喺地度嚟噶嘛，即係佢唔喺海度嚟嘅，畫錯咗啲。
哦。
咁咧就嚇，咁但係其實佢意思就話，即係唔好突出嚟，即係唔好 elevate， 撳翻佢落水底，就得出嚟，剩翻出嚟嗰、那個放翻出嚟嘅陸地咧，就俾公眾使用，咁就可以去到海邊啦咁樣。但係我即係。即係我哋大家睇過呢一個咁樣嘅建議咧，嗰個其實個困難度咧就係點咧？就係、首先即係如果我哋要將條觀塘 bypass 拆咗呢一節，因為呢一節咧就嗰個 elevated 嗰節啦嚇，拆咗佢嘅時候咧，你其實基本上係要起翻一條喺正話講喺水底啦。咁其實佢起翻出嚟嘅時候咧，就有幾個 implication 嘅。 第一當然就係、即係有個 implication， 其他嗰啲 IC 嗰啲係咪都要咁做呢？而且呢啲一個咧，其實你大家睇到咧，佢喺呢度入嚟咧，呢一大扎咧都係 private land 嚟嘅。咁即係如果佢喺呢度上要上翻岸嘅嘛，因為條觀塘 bypass， 咁呢度咧涉及好多即係需要收地。一條咁主要嘅道路，當佢係需要拆卸嘅時間咧，咁就即係有好多 disruption， 即係喺交通方面。我哋如果係replace 嗰條bypass 咧，做一條 road tunnel 咧，應該都會涉及到填海位喎，主席你講得啱喎，咁咧就即係呢個都係一個問題。咁所以即係對我哋嚟講，即係呢個的確係即係有個困難嘅。咁我哋亦都ETWB 咧有一個 brief notes 咧，就喺 Annex F 就 enclose 咗喺呢個 paper。咁個結論主要就係話，我哋喺呢一個階段咧，我哋係唔會 take on board 嘅。咁至於另一個 proposal 咧，就係、有人提出將所有葵涌啊，即係其他嘅地方嘅 port back up 嘅用途咧，就擺曬過嚟呢條 runway， 咁啊集中咗佢啦，就包括埋啲危險貨倉啊，即係其他嘢，咁啊於是即係咁，但係呢個大家都知道，即係好，我相信好多公眾都未必會接受得到。咁而 EDLB 咧，佢個建議咧就係咁樣，就係話即係。port backup 的用途應該擺放近個 port 啦，就即係唔需要在啟德再整一個新的 port backup 啦。這個即係危險貨倉嗰啲咧，就更加同我哋一路諗緊，即係啟德希望做翻一個公眾可以去得到啊，即係玩樂啊嘅地方咧，亦都唔吻合嘅。port operation 咧，亦都完全喺嗰個 point of view 咧，係冇 plan 冇計劃咧，係將啲 cargo handling areas 咧係搬離開，即係暫時嚟講冇計劃搬離開觀塘，咁所以咧就即係特別將其他嘅 port facilities 擺過嚟咧就不配合嘅，咁大概就係咁樣啦。
好多謝 Iris， 我建議咧就喺第三部分呢啲所謂 individual ideas， 我哋就唔需要花太多時間去針對佢。因為咧，佢哋係佢哋唔係屬於整體發展概念嚟噶。咁有一啲嘅有一啲嘅發展計劃方案咧，係同某啲嘅概念係比較吻合一啲。咁同另外一啲概念就冇咁吻合。咁我哋而家嘅我哋嘅任務咧，就係要先去處理咗個概念啊。咁如果我哋喺個概念度搞得好啦，咁跟住再睇翻嗰啲個別嘅項目咧，就我哋會比較容易有個傾向性，即係邊啲項目係可以比較容易啲做。咁亦都有啲嘅提議咧，係可能個個概念都唔啱嘅，或者個個概念都冇乜所謂嘅。咁我哋可以遲一步少少。咁所以我諗對我哋嚟講個挑戰咧，就係喺政府嘅角度就提出咗好幾個重要嘅即係設施咧，係認為喺啟德嘅規劃裏邊需要包括嘅，或者需要處理嘅問題啊。咁另外公眾咧就提咗好多嘅概念，呢啲概念有啲共通地方啊，咁但係都有好多好即係天馬行空嘅。咁我哋下一步咧就要落實到一啲概念啊，即係我哋提就想從一個想創即係構想階段咧係發展到幾個概念出嚟，然後就讓公眾再去睇，但係嗰啲概念咧就要係落實少少嘅。咁我哋希望。做呢個概念嘅過程就係同埋公眾一齊去有機會俾佢參與啦。咁所以經過上次嘅工作會議咧，我哋就即係建議咗做一個公眾嘅論壇啊。咁呢個論壇同第一階段做嘅係唔同嘅，即係第一階段咧就真係比較白紙一張做嗰種概念出嚟。咁現在呢個所謂 1.5 階段咧，我哋希望咧就揸住嗰啲概念做起點，然後總結到總結到一啲主題啦。去幫助我哋嘅顧問做個 outline concept plan，